Oh.
All right. So whenever you're ready.
Well, go ahead and punch that fella in there. Are we on the air?
Is this real? No, I'm not. Not you. This.
Oh, you got to rotate the phone?
I'm not rotating it. I did it last time and it was a cardinal sin. So if it's sideways, I'm refusing it. It's like that episode of Seinfeld where George did everything opposite. I'm doing everything opposite.
You are taking avant-garde to a new limit, my friend.
Don't you get French with me now.
Okay. All right. Hit me a button here. This is Jazz Messengers.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at those guys. That's just screaming fun. Aerial of a playground. I've decided we're not going to talk tonight. We're just going to sit here and you're going to watch these two guys just waggle our heads around to this.
Yeah, this
just
is
kidding.
Slamming and jamming, as they
That's
say.
That's right.
This is the kind of jazz that I kind of grew up with. And grew up around, because my father was in radio and television. He'd bring these albums home, and we would listen to them. Dad was particularly into Les Brown and some of the old masters of like Benny Goodman and stuff like that. He was the one that would bring home the Nat King Cole, while Mom would bring home the classics and Mantovani pop stuff. So I've got a little bit of. What should I say? I got a rather well-rounded background. This kind of stuff that I kind of grew up with. I also used to listen to this kind of jazz on WJR in Detroit. Was an overnight thing.
Yeah.
Called Night Flight 760.
That's right. You were talking about that. And I actually looked that up, and that was how a lot of people got their jazz. You know, I always ask people in my interviews, if you could go back in time and you could see one jazz musician, who would you see live? You get Andy Kirk off 18 and Vine. You get a lot of John Coltrane. You get Monk. You get Miles. You get all these people. But with you talking about the romanticism of radio, as much as we like it, I would love to walk into a room, like a smoky pool hall room, and just know that the music of that time was jazz, and just to hear it like this. Walk in, and the Jazz Messengers from 1950 is just playing on that jukebox. That would be nice.
Public television was in its early days, particularly in the smaller market stations. My dad worked in Lincoln, Nebraska at KOLN-KGIN, but the old PBS station, the University of Nebraska television station, used to broadcast out of there as well, KUON, Channel 12. And if you wanted to hear your jazz in rustic black and white, you went and you watched Channel 12 on the weekends.
Yeah.
Frequently we had that stuff on.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, just talking about radio and talking about this genre of music right now, I always kind of hearken to this, and we've talked about this before. I think we're going to get to a point with music where we're going to get tired of this manufactured, perfect, polished, electronica notion of music. And I think we're going to return to the roots of what this was. This jazz was basically an African-centric offshoot of classical jazz in this country, made into this polished gem that's improv. I think we're going to want to get back to that. Will I see it in my lifetime? I don't know. But I hope we'll be on everybody's radio. I don't know in this modern world, but I think we're going to come back to this.
Oh, I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me.
Right.
But, terrestrial radio stations are just absolutely milking the present turnip with the popular pies that are out there. I don't know. Do we need 5, 6 sports talk stations in the city? Or how many, 3, 4 country signals?
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're all basically doing the same thing.
Pretty much.
Now, if they played a little more Merle Haggard, I might tune in. But does that make me sound old? Like I said, I'm well-rounded.
Yeah.
Not in physique, but,
It is?
We have a guest here with us in the studio with us. Maybe we'll get her on camera here in a few minutes. No?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
God dang it.
Why don't you, if you point that phone at that
here,
phone.
Hold on, let's do this.
I wonder what would happen if you'd get a.
Wait, oh my God, no, I didn't want to do that. Hold on.
Oh, we're trying to get it flipped?
You know what? It's fine. I think we're going to be good here. Hold on a second.
Did you lose it?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay, we dropped it.
No. It's still silly? God dang it. All right. So this is what you need to do out there. Since we can't figure this out on our end, it's too high tech. We got the microphones figured out. Turn the camera this way, we're going to be good. And I'll hold this up this way, and everything will look just fine. And then I'll do this, and I can't drink my water. That.
Yeah, we're going to defy gravity in this room, I guess.
We are astronauts in a jazz chamber of zero gravity fun.
Now, who are the great artists we have in this assemblage of fine musicians?
By the way, this was an album that John Christopher just gave to me. A profound joy leaped into my heart the minute I saw this. It was like looking down on a playground from a helicopter. We have Horace Silver, Doug Watkins, Hank Mobley, a young Hank Mobley,
yep,
Mr. Art Blakey, and Doug Bird. And the one thing that's always interesting about these guys, as you listen to Art Blakey in the background right now, Art Blakey had to have been one of the most colorful figures in all of jazz. He played all the way into his mid to late 80s. And I remember one time Bobby Watson told me a story about him. It was one of the most visual stories I've ever heard about a musician. And he said one time they were in Germany and they were doing a show.
Yep.
And they were all got done with their show and it was late night and they were doing the clubbing. And they were getting ready to go and they were walking down the street. And coming out of this mist was Art Blakey. And he just looked like this mythical figure. And when he got into the club, and he was one of the oldest guys in the band, he danced like crazy with those kids. He had the time of his life. And you can see that in his face. When he drummed, when he did everything, there was a vivaciousness. There was a complete, absolute, no rules, let's do it. Let's live our lives full tilt until the end, and that's what Art did.
I would think there would be a part of you that would have to be kind of a big kid to do some of this anyway.
Oh, man.
I mean, I admit that, you know, I'm just kind of an overgrown 17, 18-year-old in this particular case. It's good for the arts, not necessarily for corporate America.
No. And he had the right name. His first name was Art. He couldn't miss.
Well, yeah.
You know?
That's right.
It was all right there written in the stars. But, that's one of my goals. Just don't grow up. Stay young.
Mm. As long as it's not that Peter Pan thing. It really it doesn't really help in relationships.
No, Peter Pan can really hurt you. No. It's good peanut butter, but not in reality.
We're on to another cut here.
There you go. There's Art doing it. So, one thing I do want to do.
Yes.
As we listen to the music slowly fade down. And I don't want to turn this into some commercial thing here, but we have to do this. I got a free subscription to Downbeat because I accidentally got a Palette magazine sent to me about 5 months ago. And I told the guy that I use it all the time. So I'm right now going to give you a little piece of this month's issue. And Mr. Wynton Marsalis was inducted into the Downbeat Hall of Fame. No, in all honesty, though, if you really are wanting to get into the whole jazz thing and you want to know what's going on, this is it. There's great reviews. It's a great magazine. I really like it. I'm not pitching it. I'm an actual member. I'm an actual... They say it in the commercial world. I actually use it. I'm an actual member.
Yeah.
I'm a Hair Club for Men Downbeat member, so I'm good.
Well, I think the stations are trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, okay. Well, with that in mind.
With that in mind, fine. You know, we'll get along here with that.
He's going to have to leave, so we're just going to keep things going around here. But anyway, again, we apologize for everything being sideways. It's a little sideways around here.
Some jazz is.
That's right. It's improv.
And some of the musicians, as well as the talent that brings it to you.
That's right.
Well, as we like to, we just got done with show number 502. Having passed the 500 mark for Neon Jazz shows here at the Signal Hole in Kansas City. And on behalf of my friend here next to me, Joe Domino myself and Amanda over here, get on camera just long enough to say.
All right, there you go.
Wave. Our trusted assistant here, Carol Merrill, over here, and myself, John Christopher, for the Neon Beat. Enjoy the music,
my friends. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. It was bad.
Neon Jazz.